Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a lot of choices on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where, wow, so it is literally like something crawled into my computer last night, which really wouldn't surprise me, but it is like something crawled into my computer last night and has moved everything around. Have you ever had that happen before? Wow, this is crazy. Absolutely nutty. Okay, let's see. Now I've got to go and change this. Whew. All right. We're going to take a breath. Lord, help me get through this. Help me get through this. Wow. All right. Bottom of the hour, I think, maybe. Attorney Glenn Roper is going to be with us. He is from Pacific Legal Foundation. We're going to talk about mandates and responses to that, and we're going to get his thoughts with regards to that. He's got a article up on the Hill talking about, okay, you want us to follow the science, but we're not going for government mandates. And quite frankly, their science gets changed every single day. So, you know, Fauci tried to tell us about the science, and we know and have caught him flat lying to us. So anyway, we'll talk with Mr. Roper about all of that coming up at the bottom of hour number two. Top of that hour, Dr. Tom Barrett is with us, and I was going to visit with him a little bit about Afghanistan. We'll see. We'll also be talking about inflation and the dollar and so forth as well. Bottom of this hour, Kevin McGarry is with us. Every Black Life Matters new organization that he has formed. And they, you know, push back against the BLM from the perspective that the BLM certainly does not seem to care about every Black life. So we'll talk with Kevin about that coming up. My scheduled guest, I have not been able to reach her as of yet. And so I'm, well, I've got some things that I'm going to visit with you about. If you don't mind, let me see here. My good friend Cynthia Farahat wrote an article about the Afghanistan situation, and she wrote this back in July of 2020, and it really was a look ahead and foreseeing what was likely going to happen if the policies that were in place continued. Now, I think it's important for us to understand, hang on 1 second. Sorry. Okay. All right. So here we go. She wrote an article in the American Thinker called U.S.-Afghan Policy is a Second Path to Another 9/11. And I'm just going to go through this with you because I think it's important for us to understand, you know, what the issue is. Hang on. Maybe there's another number I'm supposed to call here. Hang on. Let's see if this works. We're looking for Gillette Fragella, but I don't know if we're going to reach her or not. Yeah, all right. We already know this. No good. Voicemail only. I am live now. Dead air. All right. So here's the article again, and I'll put this up on my website. The United States' failed policy in Afghanistan is likely to result in another 9/11. President Barack Obama capitulated to the Taliban through a series of concessions, and the Trump administration has continued the same dangerous policies. What we have to understand about the deadliness of what President Trump was part of, not part of, but thrust into. Again, and I've said this on this program so many times, President Trump came from a corporate background. If you've been in business and you have bought a company or taken over a company or anything along that line, then you know that when you go in and you take over that business, basically what happens is that you change the management and you change personnel to align with your vision. And the people who agree to stay are the people that are supposed to be in support of the new corporate structure. And if they're not, that becomes apparent pretty quickly, and you fire them. You get them out of there. You don't play around. You don't have time to play around. You fire them because the survival of the corporation depends on everybody being on the same page and rowing in the same direction. In government, that's a whole different ballgame because these long-term government bureaucrats, and I know everybody talks about term limits and how, oh, we need to have term limits because we need to make sure these people, these long-term people like the Pelosis and the Feinsteins and so on, and we have some on our side, the McConnells and what have you, don't stay there forever. And that's all well and good, except that the problem that you will have is that the individuals that are in their offices, the individuals that are actually the ones that are the gatekeepers, when you try to get a message into that representative, when you try to make communication or contact them, the people that are the gatekeepers are oftentimes individuals that have been there longer than the representative, especially in a situation where you change out a representative and you bring a freshman in. That freshman essentially gets the staff that the Speaker of the House, if it's the House, or the Senate Majority Leader, if it's the Senate, decides that they want them to have, or their party leader. Let's say that it is a situation where, like Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House right now, so the next guy in charge, Kevin MacArthur, I think, he would be the one who would decide who the staff is going to be of a freshman congressional member, unless that member has some real serious experience and is able to find some people and plug some staff in and bring their own chief of staff. But even still, there's going to be an internal war going on, and there will absolutely guaranteed be things that will not get to that representative because of the people that are keeping the gate. And so when President Trump comes into office, everybody talks about, are you going to drain the swamp, drain the swamp, drain the swamp? The problem is that the swamp is so wide. I can tell you right now, I have an eyewitness that I've spoken to who was at the State Department when Rex, whatever his name was appointed as the Secretary of State overseeing that. At the beginning of Trump's administration, you had a war going on in the State Department. You had Rex's people, you had establishment people, and you had basically a very leftist group that was running things. There was a meeting amongst the department heads broken out into departments, and one of the department heads in one of those meetings said, if you get any directive from the White House, ignore it. If you get any directive from the White House, ignore it. We're not doing what this president says. We're doing what we're doing. And if you watched at the second impeachment effort, the Ukrainian, well, I guess it was the first, the Ukrainian nonsense that they did, and you listen to what those State Department people said. They basically said, listen, we're not listening to this president. We're not, he's clueless. He's doesn't know anything, and we're not following his orders. And so I want you to take that into account when you hear what it is that I'm about to read to you. And I can tell you from talking to experts about the Islamic situation in the intel community, that they were just frustrated, beyond frustrated, that Islamic favoring, Taliban favoring, Iranian favoring individuals were still in a place of power and control over our foreign policy, and there were individuals whispering into President Trump's ears that were just plain bad guys. All right, so here we go. The Trump administration continued the same dangerous policies as the U.S. negotiates with the Taliban. The Taliban, think about this. The Taliban is an evil organization. There's no good there. They're flat evil. And you're not going to, you can't negotiate at the table with evil. When the religious belief system, the Sharia belief system, the religious belief system has within it what's called taqiyya, which means I can lie to you because you're an infidel. I can say anything, I can do anything, even if it is against my book, I can do it. Because the end result of it is I'm going to kill you and I'm going to kill everybody associated with you because you're an infidel. And there is no negotiating with that. And yet they sat at a table just like Obama did, and they gave away and gave away and gave away and gave away. We just read a report yesterday that one of the people that Obama released from Gitmo was actually sitting in the picture with the Taliban leaders that just took over Kabul. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939, 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very pleased to welcome, and it's Helet?
Helet. Rahela, hi. Thank you for having me.
And she is the founder of ADN, which is a great place if you want to get news about what's really going on in Cuba. You can find that at adncuba.com, adncuba.com. Welcome to the program. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk, if we can, just for a few minutes here, about mm-hmm. the Cuban situation, because I know as we look at what's going on in Afghanistan, that there's, you know, there were huge issues going on in Cuba, and it seemed as though, you know, there was kind of a lack of attention given there.
Well, yes, definitely. This has been a very challenging month for President Biden in terms of foreign policy. We had the protests in Cuba in July 11. Many Cuban Americans that took the streets, even in Washington, asking him to pay attention, to do something for the situation. We're having here an illegitimate government that was never elected, that seized power through violence, have ruled using fear for more than 60 years, has committed systematic human rights violations, had a law multi-party election, and has profited in degrading and enslaving its entire population and persecuted freedom of religion for more than 60 years. And the people of Cuba are really asking, and we're hopeful that the response that we're going to receive from the United States was different. Unfortunately, we have seen that the leadership is lacking. And what we're seeing in Afghanistan is also very sad to watch, the way we withdraw our troops and all the people that have been also left behind, like the women that right now they don't know what's going to happen with their lives. And there were also, I mean, a lot of improvements in this last 20 years.
Well, and it seems to me too, just kind of looking at it, I mentioned this to you, you know, in our mm-hmm. break there, that, you know, we spent a lot of money in Afghanistan, and I realize that we, you know, we have an issue. I mean, the Taliban now is going to launch all kinds of terrorist activity, and my good friend Cynthia Farhad has written an article that she predicted this back in July of 2020 based on what was going on. But all of that being said, we tried to mm-hmm. force a people that the majority of the people there really weren't embracing our form of free liberty republic government. When you had an island right down the road from Florida that has been crying out for that kind of government for a very long time, and mm-hmm. America has really been silent when it comes to that.
Yes, I mean, I definitely think they're very two different countries and two different circumstances, and obviously the threat that Afghanistan presented for America. But as former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta mentioned, and he believes that the way we left Afghanistan, it was Biden's own Bay of Pigs invasion, and this reminds us to what happened also in 19. During the Bay of Pigs invasion and how many people were left behind, how many people were sent to prison. My grandfather was one of those persons that were sent to prison during what happened at that time. So I think there's a lot to learn from what we're seeing right now in both countries.
Absolutely. Well, and something else too, just to throw in there, Cuba was exporting terrorists into America, and we didn't do anything to stop that.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry. You can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.